Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Maddie Halvey. Good morning to you, Maddie.
Morning.
And we're talking about an exciting thing that's going to happen next summer, but you have to get ready to do that. So you're having a fundraiser, and let's talk about where, when, and so on that is, and then we'll talk about why.
All right. Next Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. in the Atlantic High School Commons, we're having a Costa Rica trip fundraiser. It's called Taco Tuesday. For $6, you get two tacos, rice, and beans. It's also a silent auction, and we have carry-out boxes.
All right, carry-out, like good. You know, kind of work around people's schedules if they can get a carry-out box. Who's doing all the cooking?
Some of the staff from the high school cafeteria.
Helping you out there a bit, yes. Okay, so that's Tuesday, and we'll remind folks again at 5 o'clock is when it starts at the Atlantic High School Commons. But like I say, we'll come back and remind folks again. But, you know, this isn't going to happen until next summer. But you have to plan ahead. What are some of the other planning besides your fundraiser? I mean, what kind of contacts? Tell us about how you plan to make a trip like that out of the United States.
Well, you have to take Spanish to be accepted into the trip. And then you have to take Spanish up until the time of your trip or, like, until that summer. You have to obviously get your passports and stuff.
Yes. Any special shots that you know of? Any?
Nope.
No, nothing. As long as you have what you need here, you're okay. Okay, that's good. And I'm wondering, very many of you probably don't have passports.
Nope. I don't know a whole lot of us that do.
Yes. But so I'm sure you're all working on that and getting acquainted. And then, of course, I think those last, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, you can travel for a long time on that passport.
The passport before you're 18, I think it's like 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
And then once you're 18, it's like 10, 15 years.
Yes. And you're kind of in there.
Yeah.
Because I understand you're a senior.
I am.
And how long have you taken Spanish?
I've taken Spanish since I was a freshman. So I'm in Spanish four.
4 years. Yes. So I can't speak any Spanish to you. But, how do you feel about how well you can speak Spanish?
I feel pretty good, I guess.
It'll really be tested, though, when you go on your trip, correct?
Yep.
Yes. Okay, when you go to Costa Rica, where will you be staying?
There's three different places that we stay. I can't remember the names off the top of my head, but
In hotels? Or
yeah, we stay in hotels.
Okay.
We go to I think it's the Des Moines airport at, like, 2 o'clock that morning that we go, and then we go fly out from there, and then we, like, get on a bus after or the next morning, travel for a few hours, and then start our adventure.
Yes. And how much work are you doing in getting acquainted with Costa Rica? It has to be very different from the United States. Is that a part of your preparation?
Our teacher has went on this trip before, so, like, he knows some of the tour guides.
Okay, so you're going to depend on their direction to get you to see various things. And any special kinds of activities you'll do because you are a Spanish class? I'm thinking, are you going to be not just a tourist visiting sites? Are there any activities that involve you with the local people?
I think there's something we do with a school.
Uh-huh.
That we go and, like, we either, like, help the school or we just, like, go and hang out or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's what they did on the last trip.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be pretty exciting, I think, to get, you know, really talk to people and, you know, not, as they say, just be a tourist. Mm-hmm. That'll be exciting, but to actually get to visit with people and students, I would think that would be even more exciting to kind of find out what they're thinking and doing and so on. And I'm guessing they'd be excited to have you come and visit, too.
Yeah.
Yes. And who all will be going on this trip? You said, you know, you have to be a student and so on, but who else will be going?
There's about 20 students or so from the sophomore class up. And then I also think there's some students from Avoca going.
Okay. And then surely your teacher?
Yeah, and our teacher, and then we have a couple sponsors too.
And who is your teacher?
Daniel Vargason, or Senior Vargason.
Uh-huh. Yes. And so you said he's been on this trip before, so he's probably pretty excited about doing this again, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had fun, I think, last time.
Interesting. Is this something that is new for the Atlantic High School, or did he do this in Atlantic previously?
This is the second trip that the school is doing, because he joined Atlantic my freshman year, and then they went on one trip last summer, and then...
So it's like every two
years. Yeah, so it's like every other year.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's something to look forward to for sure when you... I would think it might help you stay in there and study a little hard when you know you're actually going to go and be able to use the language and in the country that you're going to be visiting. And so how is the funding done? You know, we're having this fundraiser now. Are you doing other fundraisers?
We also did one other fundraiser. We did a canned food drive, and we donated or got food donated to us from the community and then also from students. There was like a little race competition thing. And then all of that food was, like, in a separate category, and then, like, the community food. And then we had sponsors say that they would give us so much money for it. And then all of the money from the fundraiser gets put into, like, an account and gets, like, divided up into, like, certain credits. And then, like, students who volunteer more or do the activities or attend meetings get, like, a certain amount of credits. Okay. And then you get that money put into your account towards your trip.
And... So I'm thinking maybe you're not going to have it all paid by fundraisers, that you're still personally responsible for a part of that.
Yeah, there's still some like personal expenses and stuff that you have to pay. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the trips are almost paid off, I think.
Oh, good.
From like, a fundraiser and this. So any money that's like left over will get like sent back through a check through the trip sponsor. It's Educational Tours, I think.
Okay. Yes. What do you think is going to be most exciting? I mean, you don't know everything that's going to happen, but as you look forward to that, what do you think is the most exciting thing about it?
I think the most exciting part is getting to travel to another country, because I've never been out of the country before. And then I hear the zip lines are really fun.
Well, you know, look forward to some fun things that you haven't done before. You said you're a senior.
I am a senior.
What have been some of your other favorite things besides Spanish class?
I play on the soccer team, and then I'm also a cheerleader for football and the wrestling team.
Okay. That keeps you busy.
It does.
Probably pretty fit, I'm thinking. Yeah. So look ahead here a little bit, Maddie. We're looking ahead to a trip next spring or next summer after you've graduated, but then what?
I plan to go to a four-year university and get a degree in nursing.
Okay. Have you had any experience with nursing?
Not a whole lot. Oh. I work up at the nursing home, but in the kitchen.
Sure, but you at least kind of get acquainted with how things are going along. And yes. So you work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Are you a cook?
I'm a dietary aide.
All right. What does that mean?
We prepare a lot of the food, like the snacks and the like little extra things, like the ice creams that they want or the puddings. Some of them get like special drinks and stuff like that. We set up the dining room, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that's all been a learning experience for you and kind of broadens your viewpoint of different people at different ages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, some of us can kind of get in our own little group and not look outside that, but you've already had experience beyond your own age group, so that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. And you haven't picked out a school yet?
Not for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's good to look at the options. And then, do you want to specialize at all?
Either in emergency or pediatrics.
Okay. Sounds like, you know, it's good to have a plan, but also some alternatives, Maddie. Mm-hmm. So we're visiting with Maddie Helvey about the Spanish class trip to Costa Rica. Let's remind folks again how they can help out and have something good to eat.
November 5th up at the Atlantic High School in the Commons. We'll have taco night, 2 tacos, rice, beans, and a silent auction, all for just $6.
All right. Come on out and enjoy. Thank you very much, Maddie
Helvey,
for visiting with us. Albert Einstein said, learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow, but the important thing is not to stop questioning.